Hi, this is Caitlin Brown, and today I'm going to be talking about season 5 of Black Mirror and my thoughts about it. Okay, so going into this season, I had super high expectations. Not only was one of my favorite people in the whole entire world, Miley Cyrus, in it, but I've loved all the past Black Mirror seasons, and I always love how they leave me with this crazy plot twist ending, and they always leave me almost wanting more, but so satisfied at the same time, because I get the whole story, and it doesn't get boring. And that's kind of what I've enjoyed about Black Mirror. It also has, like, crazy storylines to begin with, and not only that, they end with a crazy plot twist that I literally could never imagine. But this season has left me very disappointed. I went into it expecting everything and more, just like I've expected from all the Black Mirror episodes, and they've always blown me away. But this season was really disappointing for me. Okay, let's talk about the first episode. In the first episode, it really felt the most Black Mirror to me compared to the other two episodes. I thought that there was a potential for, you know, a crazy plot twist at the end. And yeah, there was a plot twist, kind of, but I could expect it. And unlike almost every episode, I just wasn't really interested into it. And honestly, I thought they had a great idea with the simulation and having two guys and having them fall in love through the game, but I think that there could have been more. I don't know exactly what I would have wanted more, but I know that it just didn't fulfill my wishes for the episode. I kind of could see everything that was happening, and it also didn't leave me with that crazy Black Mirror twist at the end. I felt like I predicted they would both go their own ways and that the couple would have their own days with each other, but it just wasn't fulfilling to me. Now on to episode 2. Episode 2, man, I felt like I was watching Criminal Minds. It did not feel like Black Mirror to me, and the whole thing with him wanting to blame the person who created the app that he was on while he killed his wife, I thought, man, that is a great idea, but I don't think that idea was brought to its full potential, and I felt like it was kind of a backstory when, in reality, Black Mirror is usually all about how technology has taken over us and how we should kind of be afraid of it and, you know, its evolution, and it really makes me, like, almost scared to, like, look at my phone and my computers and to think about, oh my gosh, what if it's watching me or something? But I thought that this one just kind of felt like a crazy guy who was just mad at someone. And it also didn't leave me with the ending that I wanted. It left you with the plot twist ending, but I don't think it was a good one. I think that they should have told us who died at the end, but, you know, that's very Black Mirror for you. You never figure out the answer. And this one still left me unbelievably disappointed. Now, on to probably the most anticipated episode of the season, and probably the one that I felt the least Black Mirror to me. Rachel, Jack, and Ashley 2. Man, I was so excited to see Miley Cyrus act again, and she delivered a great performance for the part that she was given. I thought she played the part unbelievably well, but the episode, overall, was a big downfall in Black Mirror history for me. I felt like I was watching a regular movie, and there was no crazy technology. Yeah, they had Ashley too, and she had her brain inside her. They had everything, but usually in a Black Mirror episode, there's something crazy that happens, and I was expecting Ashley too to, I don't know, like, kill someone or try and become Ashley O, or Ashley O would be so mad at Ashley 2, or Ashley 2 would go crazy. But none of that happened. I mean, even when Ashley O was in her coma and her aunt was like, oh, I powdered up all those pills you've been saving to put you into a chemically induced coma, I felt like there was no need for that line. Like, I want to be more in a mysterious sense. Like, I wish she would have just eaten it and then fallen to the ground. And next thing you know, you see Ashley O, like, you see a commercial, and it's like, Ashley O in chemically induced coma due to blah, blah, blah. But that just didn't happen. I felt like the storyline was very played out, and I felt it was so predictable. And with this whole season, I just felt like everything was so predictable. And that's what I usually like so much about Black Mirror, is that it's not predictable, and you never know what's coming. And all three of these episodes left me majorly disappointed. Okay, now, overall, I liked all of the episodes, and I thought that they were pretty interesting, but me going into it thinking it was going to be a Black Mirror season like all the rest was not the right thinking. Yeah, they were all very interesting subjects, but they were poorly executed if they wanted to be like every other episode of Black Mirror. I feel like this show has really led me into a new way of watching TV. It has made me really think about how our society is evolving and what our values are and how technology is having a play in that. And I felt like every single one of these episodes didn't fulfill what this show has fulfilled in the past 4 seasons. And I think that's what left me very disappointed in every single episode. Usually when I watch an episode, I am left completely mind blown, and sometimes I can't watch several episodes in a row because it makes my brain feel like it's going to explode from all of this thinking and knowledge that I'm trying to just compute in my mind. But this season, I watched all of them with almost a flat face. There was no surprises, nothing crazy that ever happened. And, you know, I think that's why Black Mirror Season 5 for me was just a complete miss. And Bandersnatch, on the other hand, was a great, great thing. And so I had such high expectations for this season, and it really fell flat for me. But I hope that within the next season of Black Mirror, they find a way to execute what they have in the past 4 seasons and make it even crazier and bring it to that next level. And I just hope that this show learns its lesson from, hopefully, the bad reviews it's gotten so far. This sort of content that you've been creating for so long, and then to just kind of not put in as much effort, it feels like, for this season, really made, I know, a lot of the fans disappointed. And that is my review on Black Mirror Season 5 by Caitlin Brown.